the rest of the story. Plainfield, Connecticut, the morning of Tuesday, November 26, 2002. Police got the call from the Jewett City Savings Bank in Central Village. A hostage crisis. Squad cars converged. The situation was assessed. It had the look of a long standoff. From a bank customer service representative, Diane Bolak, who had managed to flee, officers learned how the caper had gone down. The perpetrator had threatened her in the bank's parking lot if she arrived for work at 8:15. He'd had a wild look in his eyes that Diane could see through the rolled-up window of her car, and still, imagining herself safe in broad daylight in this well-trafficked public place, she parked, got out of the vehicle, started to lock the door, but the stranger, eyes wilder than ever, rushed her. Startled, she threw her keys at him, but the ruffian began chasing her and kept chasing her around and around her own parked car until a passerby, a local attorney, Paul Smith, came running to the rescue. And thus challenged, the bank terrorist became one. Nobody inside dared leave. Nobody outside dared approach. So police called for backup, a special unit headed by Officer Teresa Foss. In minutes, Foss and her men were at the scene, establishing a command post. Somebody reported that a suspicious itinerant had been prowling the neighborhood as recently as yesterday. A Pine Street resident named Nadine Hoyt had made contact with him, had even offered him food, so Ms. Hoyt was summoned from her job at Plainfield's Town Hall, and she confirmed the story. She said she'd found the stranger sleeping in her garage. His name, she said, was Benny. Officer Foss replied, "Well, he knows you. Talk to him." So Ms. Hoyt got on the bullhorn. "Is that you, Benny? This is Nadine." Trying to sound calm, trying to make surrender sound easy, but it was no dice. The bank customers, employees, remained prisoners. Now it's going on noon. Foss decided to move in, and so, with officers stationed on the bank's roof, special ops advanced from either side. It was, of all people, a civilian, a construction worker named Donald Tyrolt, who prevented a getaway, grabbing Benny and holding him for authorities as he tried to escape. The motive for his frightening escapade was never confessed, but folks in eastern Connecticut conjecture even still that once upon a hostage drama out on Route 12, a deranged desperado made a grand Hollywood-style stand on behalf of kin on death row. For the producer, director, and star of his very own Dog Day Morning, who for most of 4 hours thwarted every attempt at capture with jabbing beak and slashing claws, was at last arrested by Officer Teresa Foss, Animal Control Officer Teresa Foss, who then released into a nearby state forest preserve 20 pounds of trouble they called Benny, a defiant 95% psycho wild turkey, almost certainly protesting the 48 hours upcoming day of slaughter that we call Thanksgiving. Only now you know the rest of the story.